Duval property appraiser Jerry Holland is visiting the county's homestead exemption department.
Do you have a form that when they come in, if they want to fill out a homestead exemption, what they have to fill out?
I can get that for you.
Okay.
People who own homes in Florida fill out one of these forms to claim their tax break.
We have now about 188,000 homeowners with homestead exemptions in Duval County.
People get the exemption on up to $50,000 of their primary home's worth. It's a $25,000 exemption if the home is worth at least that much, and another $25,000 if the home is worth more than $50,000. This state proposal would allow certain homeowners to get the exemption on yet another $25,000. That's
anybody owning a home whose market value would be between $75,000 and $100,000.
Which would give homeowners in that range an additional savings of about
$286 per year.
When it's all added up, the city of Jacksonville could lose about $36 million, money that could go toward police or parks or roads.
$36 million is a big hit, because there just isn't that additional revenue. So it means typically what happens across the state is a county has a choice. They can raise the taxes, you know, to affect the reduction that they'll lose by the exemption, or they can cut services. And typically the political pressure is to cut services.
Holland says, unlike the city council, his office doesn't have a stance on the state measure. The bill has passed one committee in the Senate with two to go. A similar House version hasn't been assigned to any committees yet. If the legislature passes a bill, Floridians would have to approve it by referendum on next year's ballot. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.